Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel, according to Luke, the third chapter. In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea and Herod the ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. You may have noticed that the psalm today was not really a psalm, as Judith introduced it. It was our responsive reading, and it's one of those few times where we don't get a psalm as the psalm. Instead, this week we got something of a teaser for the Christmas season. Because you see, in this first chapter of Luke, we get this song of praise of the birth of Jesus Christ, who was promised by God the Father. There is rejoicing and celebrating and singing, and we are going to stop right there. Because this, as many of you know, is the Christmas story. But we're not quite there yet. Instead, we're left in this anticipation during the season of Lent. But I'll get back to that in a little bit. Instead, I want to focus more on the second story that we get in Luke that shows up in chapter 3. You see, we get this kind of a scene change. We have baby Jesus, and then all of a sudden, we move forward and we have adult John. Some 30 years has passed in between this time, and we get this introduction of John as the baptizer. And now what's interesting in this story is the way that the author chooses to introduce John. It doesn't start with John out in the wilderness right away. It starts with all of these other people. Tiberius Caesar, Pilate, Herod, Philip, Annas, Caiaphas, all of those who hold power in the area. Now, there's a few reasons why all of these people could have been mentioned. First of all, it gives us a context to work with, right? It gives us a specific time and an idea of an area, a place. But it also gives us an idea of who John was in contrast to all of these people. Now, the word of God could have come to any of them, right? It could have come to Caesar or Pilate or Herod or Philip or Annas or Caiaphas. Working all the way down, there are hundreds, thousands perhaps, of people that the word of God could have come to during this time. But it didn't come to any of them. The word of God didn't come to those with command over armies. It didn't come to those who sat on the throne or had servants, or it didn't even come to the high priests who knew more about this faith than most others. No. Instead, the word of God came to just some dude hanging out in the wilderness, eating locusts and honey. We see this over and over again throughout Scripture, that God lifts up those who most wouldn't even spare a second thought of. God chooses Moses who has social anxiety when speaking to crowds to proclaim his commands among the people. He sends lazy Jonah to sail across the sea on a few days' journey. He chooses David, who cheats on his wife, to establish a line that will lead directly to Jesus. He calls upon a young woman in a small town to bear our Lord, and sends word to a man in the middle of nowhere to proclaim the coming of our Lord Christ Jesus. None of it makes sense. Not a single one of them makes sense to us. But that is what God does. God proves that anyone, that everyone, is capable of life-altering work through the Spirit that guides those who are called. But God doesn't just get us started on our journeys and leave us there, right? God continues to accompany us even after lifting us up. Now, the season of Advent is an interesting one. See, I told you I'd come back to it. Most of us just see it as a precursor into Christmas, right? But it is its own season of its own right, where we are preparing ourselves for the return of Jesus Christ, not just this baby that is coming into the world. Now, of course, it does also happen to be the time before Christmas and New Year, and that's why we decorate and we have the beautiful new tree behind us and we have the poinsettias, you know, that are pouring in by the week. But we aren't quite there yet. We are in this liminal space in waiting for that which has been promised but is not here. We know Christmas is coming, but we aren't there yet. We know the new year is right around the corner, but we must wait. And I know some of my accountants are thankful that it's not quite here yet, right? And whether you feel fear or joy about this most recent election, Inauguration Day is just around the corner and everything that that brings with it as well. And Jesus will come to all as promised throughout the Holy Scriptures. We don't know when, we don't know how, and we don't know what exactly this will look like, but we are promised that it is coming. But not quite yet. But what's great is that even in this liminal time, God has not left our side, and we aren't expected to do any of this alone. Jesus didn't face any of it alone. He had his people as well. You see, around the time when Jesus was born, so too was his cousin John. The very same John that would point back to him some 30 years later when they were grown. Jesus had John. John had Jesus. And Jesus even traveled with those that we call his disciples. If even our Lord and Savior did not face death on the cross alone, do you really think that God would expect any of us to do what we are called to do by ourselves? Jesus had his people. Who are your people? Who has God placed in your life for support, guidance, comfort, or even to push you a little bit? God does not lift you up to a task and leave you to do it alone. God is with you. God is with you through your friends and family, through your teachers and guides. Nobody is expected to do this life alone. We can't. It's not possible. It's not healthy. God places us in community with one another because we are expected to be in relationship and learn to lean on one another in the hard times, and celebrate with one another in even the small victories. So you are chosen, you are lifted up, and you are being accompanied by God through all that the Holy Spirit is calling you to do. And God delivers. His life isn't all about toiling for no purpose. God promises deliverance to all people. For us to call any moment liminal, right? Liminal being that time before that which is promised has come through, it means that there must be an end. The year will end. The anxiety of Christmas, I promise, will end. And the pains of this life are promised to end at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, when all shall see the salvation of God, as Luke 3 says. The task that God calls you to, God sees through to the end. No matter how many hills or valleys that you must traverse, God delivers. God will deliver. Just as the people were delivered from Egypt, just as those same people are delivered to the promised land after their wanderings, and just as all is fulfilled in the death, resurrection, and ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ, God will deliver you. You are indeed called. You are found, and you are being lifted up just as you are in all that God has planned for you. God is using you where you are to do many great things and to touch many great lives. And you are being found in the wilderness and called worthy just as you are. And you are placed into a community to be in a loving relationship with others and with God. You are valued. And you have a place in this community with others and with all of creation. And it is in this that you may know that you are not alone. And God will see you through. At the end of the day, when everything seems like too much, God will see you through it. In all of the pains and joys and everything in between, God is there and promises a time when all will be gathered together in great compassion as one people. God sees you through in all that is temporary. And in all things, you are God's. And you have been claimed by the cross of Jesus Christ from beginnings to ends in your call and in your deliverance and all the places in between, dearly beloved, now and forevermore. Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.